Republican lawmakers are pursuing an overhaul of the state's civil service system. The new plan would eliminate exams and seniority protections, centralize hiring, and make it easier to fire misbehaving employees.
Democrats, many of them, oppose that move. It was actually Democratic Senator Fred Risser's grandfather, a Republican, who sponsored the existing civil service laws back in 1905. Senator Risser joins us now. Welcome to Central Time.
Welcome, and thank you for having me on.
So by most hiring and firing standards in private businesses today, the state civil service looks kind of rigid, a little old-fashioned, not up with the times, and not quick-moving. Do you think there's a case to be made for making some kind of changes to it, even if not the ones being proposed?
Well, I think there's always opportunity for revision in statutes, yes. And I think some improvements could be made. But I think that the hiring of public servants should be based on what they know rather than who they know. The problem with this bill is it turns hiring of state employees into a patronage system because it centralizes the hiring in the governor's hands.
So what is the advantage of having the civil service exam, for example, in place for many prospective state employees to take, as opposed to, you know, a resume and references and the sort of things other people do for jobs?
Because a exam is far fairer than a resume. You have a resume reviewed by a board. They can blacklist you for just about anything. For instance, they could analyze and see whether you signed a recall petition against the governor. In fact, they did that in the case of a student regent. A student regent was appointed by the governor. He found out that the regent had signed a recall petition, and he changed his mind. We don't want that kind of activity on the part of the governor.
I mentioned that it was your grandfather who had helped pass the current civil service system. It has changed somewhat in the last century or so. Can you look back at that history? Talk about what he and others were trying to put in place then.
Yes, I'm honored by that. My grandfather, my mother's father, Ernest Warner, was in the state assembly back in 1905. He was a La Follette Republican at the time, and he introduced a bill February 2nd. 1905 to develop the civil service system in Wisconsin. And that bill passed on a bipartisan effort and is the basis for Wisconsin civil service, one of the first civil service acts in the entire United States. Other states followed it. And it's undergone revision, and it should undergo revision. But to turn around and do away with exams, do away with the hiring of people on the basis of what they know rather than who they know, I think is a mistake.
Was at that time, 1905, was the perception or maybe the reality that we were hiring civil servants as a patronage system rather than on qualifications?
Absolutely. This was the beginning of the progressive reform. My grandfather, Ernest Warner, was a member of the progressive wing of the Republican Party at the time. And as you remember your history, that's the beginning of the La Follette era. And it was an era in which they attacked the patronage system that then existed. And a number of progressive reforms were made at that time, and civil service was one of them.
The idea, I think, behind the Republican legislation is that this is a different time than when that law was passed. Patronage isn't really the way things are done. There would be oversight. There would be checks and balances in place to make sure this wasn't just a giveaway for whichever party happened to control the government at the time. For example, Republicans passing it now, they know that someday Democrats might control the levers of hiring.
You know, I hate to see our government come into a situation where when the Republicans come in, all the Republican people are elected there, made civil servants, and when the Democrats come in, the Democrats select theirs. This opens up the opportunity for out-and-out corruption, and it certainly encourages patronage. After all, the way this bill is written, the governor, through a board that he controls, would analyze these various resumes, and they could determine on the basis of subjective reviews whether that person should take the job or not. It doesn't make any difference whether he or she was qualified. It's just whether the review board wanted to accept them. We don't want to go back to those days. And while the civil service system isn't perfect and could stand revision, it's far better than an out-and-out patronage system, which existed back in 1905 and is in the possibility of coming in existence again.
Talking to Democratic State Senator Fred Risser from Madison, looking at Republican proposals to change Wisconsin's civil service system, how many state employees are hired and how they're fired. Senator Risser, another change that Republicans are looking for changes the definition of when somebody can be fired, a just cause. And the idea is, they say, it's too hard to fire someone even for fairly egregious on-the-job issues.
Well, I don't think that's the case. People are fired and can be fired at any time for any reason the first 6 months of their employment. Now, the Republican bill would say you have that up to 2 years to fire a person without cause. I don't think that makes sense. As I say, at the present time, there is a probationary period of 6 months. This bill would change that time from 6 months to 2 years. During that probationary period, an employer could discharge an employee for any cause without reason. And I think that just adds to the corruption possibilities in this case.
One concern is that as baby boomers get older, we're going to be having a lot of public employees in various lines of work retiring in the coming years. We're going to need to replace them. The current system is just too slow. The case is being made that it takes months and months to hire people. Good people find other jobs in the meantime. Would at least the Republican proposals streamline things, make it easier, faster to hire people for these jobs?
Actually, this bill does require that after a person is certified, that he or she be notified faster than currently. And I think that's a good idea. I don't think a person should be dangling forever. And there are some good points to the bill. I won't say the bill is 100% wrong, but I just say the overall thrust of the bill is to promote patronage and open the door for corruption.
Well, if we were to tackle civil service reforms the way that many public employees are hired and fired, what would be the right way to do it, do you think? What would you like to see as far as process and maybe as far as policy changes?
Well, I think what has to be done is, first of all, you have to have a study of the whole process. You can't put it together in one bill. You know, this bill was introduced October 1st, and they want to have action on it right away. Now, that's too fast. You can't change a system of 60,000 people inside of less than a month. And the haste of which this bill is being handled is also questionable. As I say, it was just introduced on October 1st. Then on October 6th, less than 1 week after it's introduced, they have a hearing. In other words, they have a hearing on this 40-page bill before anyone's had a chance to really review it. And that's not exactly the best way of going at a problem such as a civil service. I think it needs a study. I think a legislative council study of the civil service system would be a good idea. And I think in such a study, you would invite employers and employees and various people to participate, and they could come up with ideas to improve the program. We have a system of legislative council activity, and we should use it. We use it in other cases, and we should use it in this case. But don't forget, this bill was just introduced October 1st, and they want to ram it through already without giving people a full chance to review it.
As we wrap up, given that Republicans have a majority in both chambers, is it a foregone conclusion? Do you think this is just going to happen more or less as it's written?
I'm not so sure, and the reason I say that is that we're going to have an executive session on this bill. Last week it was announced, and then all of a sudden the chairman of the committee pulled the bill off the executive session list, which means the committee did not act on it as fast as he anticipated. So possibly the hearing, which lasted almost 12 hours, brought out some things, and people will take a little closer look at this. You can't revise the whole system inside of a month. And I think, well, there's always a chance for improvement, that you've got to go at it the right way.
Senator Risser, thanks for joining us today.
You bet.
That was State Senator Fred Risser from Madison talking about his opposition to a proposed overhaul of Wisconsin's civil service system.